96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Big shift tonight to improve schools in Prince George's County. County Executive Rashearn Baker backs off of his taxes for schools proposal. And there's also been a big spike in violence in Baltimore and Cleveland, Ohio. Settles with the Department of Justice on police reform. We're sitting at the reporters' roundtable with Sonia Srivastava. She is with the Prince George's County Community. She's a reporter with Prince George's County Community Television. Deborah Simmons with the Washington Times. And Charles Robinson from Maryland Public Television. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, Harold.
Okay, Sonia, let me start with you. Were you surprised that County Executive Rashearn Baker in Prince George's County came up with this last-minute pullback on his taxes for schools proposal?
Well, I have to say that the last-minute part certainly surprised me. I think that this is an issue that certainly divided the community. There were a lot of folks who have supported the proposal, but then you also had a lot of folks who thought that the tax hike was just simply too high. I didn't meet a single person who said that they didn't want better schools. Mm-hmm. They wanted good schools, and they were willing to, you know, put in something, but you know, when you're asking somebody to pay $400 to $500 more on you know, on their property tax bills, and you're coming to a community that is already dealing with the foreclosure crisis, mm-hmm. and you have decimated communities that are just now picking themselves up, and you come to them with this proposal, I certainly think that a lot of folks it didn't really you know, get
it didn't gel with them much at all.
It didn't gel with them, yes, yeah. But there were a lot of folks who, like I said, you know, a lot of parents, they want to see better programs. They want to see those tutors and instructors and classes. But, you know.
Deborah, 15.6%. That's a lot of money.
That's a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You know what I mean? And it doesn't matter what income level you're at, whether you're low, middle, or you're high and you're making millions and millions of dollars in income and can afford to pay $400 to $500 more. Look, the problem with Rashearn Baker is the same problem with Muriel Bowser in D.C., is the same problem with the mayor in Baltimore.
Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
And that's that every time they want to quote-unquote fix something, they ask for more money instead of looking at their policies, looking at the programs that are already in place and saying, wow, this one works. Let's replicate this one and take the money from the ones that aren't working.
Let me ask Charles real quick. Charles.
Hi, Charles.
How are you doing?
Do you think that this will hurt Rashearn Baker politically? Because obviously, you know, earlier this year when he first made that announcement, there was a lot of hubbub in Annapolis over it. And, you know, and even some of his supporters, they were kind of giving him the side eye on this.
This is not the season to be raising taxes. Let me just tell you that.
Hello.
And part of that is that, you know, you kind of test the waters with these ideas. You know, are our residents prepared to pay for it? And I think he got a very strong message back from the residents. No. Hmm. And part of that also is that, well, what, you know, people start to begin to ask those questions like, well, what are you doing with the money that you currently have?
Right.
And when you get into that part of the politics process, you realize real quickly you don't have much support. Look, he couldn't find any friends on the council, the county council, to support this idea.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's about, you know, quality of life. You know, with foreclosures at an all-time high in Prince George's County and no help coming from the state, you know, maybe you want to rethink that idea.
Well, let's see what our listeners have to say about that. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Shelby, calling from Prince George's County. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, what's on my mind is that I am so glad that Rashawn Baker rescinded on that because of the fact being a Prince Georgian for over 50 years, I really do believe that the power belongs to the people. The people voted for Trim, and the people spoke with a referendum, and I think it should be honored in everything. And also, we need to look at that the schools are doing pretty well with the testing, with the budget that they have. Everyone is on a budget in the county, and what the county need to do is to work with the budget that they have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Shelby, thank you. I appreciate your comment. Let's go to Ty, calling from Prince George's County. Ty, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I'm glad to tell you that deal he did. Prince George's County, you know, how they brag about Prince George's County have all these new economic growth. Okay, we have FedEx Field, the National Harbor, the new NGM brand coming in. How come all this economic growth, all these people coming to Prince George's County, you know, how come they can't pay for that?
But see, here's the thing about that, and this is what he said today. You heard his he said 2020.
Right.
He wouldn't put a cap on it.
Exactly. So that's one of the questions that, you know, CTV reporters asked Mr. Baker about 2 weeks ago. We said, you know, a lot of the folks can't understand how you're bringing in MGM Grand, which is, I mean, you're looking at a phenomenal, you know,
hotel casino yeah,
that is going to bring in a lot of money. And folks are wondering, well, what are you going to do with that money? And Mr. Baker said that, you know, he doesn't really want to wait. He thinks that, you know, the money should be coming in now. And by the time that all of that revenue starts coming around, it's going to be too late. And mm-hmm. he wants to move on it now. So that's why today he said that there's going to be a sunset clause, which means that by the time they start getting all of this money in by 2020, he says that the new proposal he's now giving out today will expire.
He's asking for $65 million, mm-hmm. but not so much taxing the county, but asking the county council, hey, can you come up with $65
million? Yeah, let's pull it out of a hat.
Yeah, let's try that. Let's go back to the phone lines. Herb calling from Upper Marlboro. Thanks for calling, Herb. What's on your mind? Herb, go right ahead. Give me a call back, Herb, if you can, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Of course, we're sitting at the Reporters Roundtable talking about the top stories of the week. We started off with taxes for schools in Prince George's County. Of course, County Executive Rashawn Baker pulling back on his $133 million proposal. Let's go to Patricia, calling from Glendale. What's on your mind, Patricia?
Hello?
Hello,
go right
Patricia.
Ahead.
Hey, how are you? You know, we support Rashawn Baker. We're glad that he's in the office. I'm really glad they pulled back on it because I'm thinking it was an initiative that wasn't very popular. And as everyone has always said, you know, basically money is tight. Housing values are going down, and we're already paying the highest real estate tax in the town, you know, in the state. So I'm glad things, you know, were rescinded. Mm-hmm. And I still would vote for him again. I'm just saying the fact that he proposed this doesn't make him a bad person.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Patricia. I appreciate it. Need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Thomas, Yvette, and Lisa. Gosh, we've got a Prince George's County teacher on the line. Can't wait to talk to her. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're at the Reporters Roundtable with Sonia Srivastava. She is with Prince George's County Community Television. Deborah Simmons with The Washington Times and Charles Robinson with Maryland Public Television. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Obviously, at this moment, we are talking about Prince George's County Executive Rusher and Baker pulling back on his higher taxes for schools proposal, that $133 million proposal to fund schools. Let's go to Yvette calling from, wrong one. Oh, there we go. Hold on. I want to make sure that I get Yvette in here. Yvette, you're in Prince George's County. Do you teach in the county?
Yes, I live and teach in the county.
Okay, quickly, what do you think?
I think that they need to look at, as a previous caller said, check some of where this money is being spent, because as a Prince George's County public school teacher, I know that, a lot of that money is not making it into my classroom unless it's coming out of my pocket. They need to look at administrative costs. How much money did they spend for moving people from the Sasser building to the new location? What happened? How much money did they spend moving people from School Lane when they were talking about changing buildings for the school board? The money is not being spent in the schools for the classrooms in their appropriate manner. So, yes, it appears that we have loads of money, but it's where is the money being spent? It's going into the pockets of the people who are making way more money than the teachers are.
Hmm. Yvette, let me ask you, do you school by school decide what your budget is going to be? Do you teachers sit with the principal and the parents and decide?
No. We don't get to sit with anyone. We have a school-based budget, and then we are in turn told, this is the amount of money that you have to work
with. Wow.
Okay. Well, Yvette, thank you.
Harold, also.
Yeah, go ahead, Charles, real quick.
In this particular time, the county was anticipating this extra money that the legislature put in. Well, the governor has said he's not going to put that extra money in.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that kind of puts you in a squeeze. And that squeeze meant that you had to do something. And I think that's part of what Baker's idea was. But like I said, when you talk about trim, which is this idea that, you know, you can't continually raise property taxes to pay for schools, the question then becomes, what do you want to use for taxing authority to pay for improvements in schools?
Okay. Thank you so much, Charles, for that comment. Let me go to Lisa quickly, calling from Upper Marlboro. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Doing just fine. Go ahead, quickly.
Hey, I just want to say I'm a victim of a foreclosure in Prince George's County, and I'm in the process now of trying to rebuild and get into another home, and I'm just trying to see how am I going to afford that when he said he's trying to take more money out of my pocket. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay.
Yeah.
So I'm just confused.
Okay. Lisa, thank you so much.
Good point.
Let's go to Lloyd calling from Fort Washington. Cool.
Yeah, how y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Doing fine. Go right ahead, Lloyd.
Hey, I just got a few quick comments. You
Real
know,
quick.
With all the speed cameras we got and all that,
mm-hmm.
and all the other jurisdictions that are around PG County, our liquor stores ain't open on Sunday. You got everybody going to Montgomery County, D.C., taking all our tax monies right there. That would help our county out a whole lot. That's all I have to say.
Okay, Lloyd, thank you so
Blue
much.
Blue law still in place in Prince George's.
Yes, indeed, most certainly. Chris calling from Largo. Go right ahead, Chris. Got 30 seconds.
Hey, how you doing?
Go ahead. Just fine.
A month ago, the governor and everyone else said we had $190 million to get the FBI to move to Prince George's County. Where is that money at? You know,
well, that is money that has been kind of promised to the county, but it's not there yet. You know, you don't start getting the revenues related to National Harbor and the other casinos until they're actually built and operational. So, you know, a lot of people think, well, yeah, we should be getting some money coming in from those individuals, because they did carve out money for schools in all of those jurisdictions where they had casinos. But that money's not there yet. So you
our teachers are underpaid.
I see. Yeah. Some people would argue that. Well, thank you so much for your comment. Listen, if you're on the phone, Thomas, Tony, Angelo, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Of course, we will continue this conversation about the top stories or story of the week. Jeff Brown is next with The Quiet Storm on WHUR 96.3. Stay with us. More of this conversation on Sirius XM in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network.